And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 18th of April, 2017. It's the birthday of the man who inspired the word beatnik in the 1950s, the poet Bob Kaufman, born New Orleans, 1925, Roman Catholic mother, German Jewish father. Not much is known about his life. He didn't keep a diary, didn't save letters. He wrote 3 volumes of poetry, but he preferred to recite his poems in coffee houses rather than write them down. He spent 20 years in the merchant marine, circled the globe 9 times, survived 4 shipwrecks, and was out at sea when he first read about the beat poets, many of whom also had been seamen. Gary Snyder had, Jack Kerouac, Allen Ginsberg. When Kaufman was back on land, he went to New York City. He met William S. Burroughs and Ginsberg. The 3 of them moved to San Francisco, where Kaufman liked to perform poetry, shouting it, improvising spontaneously on the street, for which he was arrested many, many times in 1959. And the columnist Herb Kane, who coined the word beatnik, said that he had Kaufman in mind. Bob Kaufman, who said, "I want to be anonymous. My ambition is to be completely forgotten." It's the birthday of Clarence Darrow, born in Kinsman, Ohio, 1857, became a lawyer who fought for unions and the poor and became famous for defending some unpopular people in his day. The Scopes trial in 1925, he defended the schoolteacher John Scopes for teaching evolution in a school in Tennessee, and he successfully defended 2 confessed teenage murderers, Richard Loeb and Nathan Leopold. He defended them from receiving the death penalty. Clarence Darrow, who said, "I never killed a man, but I have read many obituaries with a lot of pleasure." 1924, on this day, the first crossword puzzle book came out. Simon & Schuster published it, and it sold out immediately. By the end of that year, 1924, the 3 books Simon & Schuster put out were ranked number 1, 2, and 3 on the national bestseller list. It's the birthday of the journalist Susan Faludi, 1959, in Queens, in New York City, author of Backlash, The War Against Women, came out in 1992, and then Stiffed, The Betrayal of the American Man, came out in 1999, about the culture of masculinity in America. Susan Faludi, who said, "I don't see how you can be a feminist and not think about men. In order for women to live freely, men have to live freely, too." And it's the birthday of Clifton Keith Hilligass, Rising City, Nebraska, 1918, who gave us Cliff's Notes, the little black and yellow striped pamphlets that for some college students took the place of reading the classics themselves. Here's a poem for today by Catherine Abbey Hodges, "Dark and Late." This dark porch has brimmed with light, like a bowl with water, like a throat with laughter. Afternoons of light, years of afternoons, scintillating dawns, flagrant noons, underwater green dusks, and nights dark and late, lit by candles, hands, eyes with the leap. That's the life we've come for, what we carry nonchalant, white-knuckled down the spill of years, what carries us, what meets us in the end and on the way in each other. Dark and Late, a poem by Catherine Abbey Hodges from Instead of Sadness, published by Gunpowder Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Progressive Insurance, offering Snapshot, a device that adjusts insurance rates based on safe driving habits. Now that's Progressive. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.